Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiar.
Welcome back, 7:23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Joyce Weiss is our guest. She's a longtime, more than 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. She's does many things for her clients. She's doing a lot of consulting these days, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But Joyce, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've got an offer that you want to make my audience. I'm going to let you do that right now.
Yes. Any of your listeners that sign up for either my blog at joyceweiss.com or my free video series, I will send them a free booklet called 18 Secrets for Successfully Navigating Life's Potholes, Ruts, and Obstacles. And
wow.
People love this booklet.
So that's free all the way around. What a deal.
Absolutely. It's the idea to make people...
Free. Three free things.
Well, we were talking about you've got to give before
you get.
And I want people to feel trust, you know, really a lot of trust with some of the things that I do.
Mm-hmm.
And they will learn and get tons of tips with these free ideas. And hopefully, you know, they can pass them around to other people.
So check it out, folks. Joyce Weiss. .com, Weiss, joyceweiss.com, and subscribe and let her know you're there. Remind her that you heard about her offer, and she'll send you the free booklet. Thank you for that, Joyce. I want to talk about your conflict resolution, that side of your business. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm finding that people are talking to me more these days about bullies, negative people, how they want to speak up to the people, either the negative people, the bullies. It could be their boss, it could be their colleagues, or maybe it's the leader telling me, how do I deal with them? So I've noticed a pattern, Jim, that there more and more people are sharing this type of behavioral style with me that they just don't know how to deal with them.
Are individuals who are contacting you about this?
Yes, individuals who contact me so that either I can work with them one-on-one, or I come into the workshop, or to the workplace, and together we create a workshop to deal with these situations.
Mm-hmm.
And
what do you think is causing these people to be bullies? What do you think causes that?
Oh my gosh! You want to go back to mother and father? and I'm being very serious. I mean, That's where it starts a lot of time, because people don't know how to deal with that kind of strong personality.
Mother always loved you better than me.
Well, that's how it starts many times. But people get away with it, and I'm finding out, like I said, leaders that say to me all the time, I just don't know how to stop them. So together we create a plan, and we practice the skills and the strategies so people get the respect they deserve.
Do you single out the bullies? Do you ever deal with them directly and say, stop being a bully?
No, well...
Or do you talk in generalities with everybody?
If the client wants me to, they sign up for a coaching course with me. And it's an online coaching course, which is just the newest way to do this. And I love it because we get to the chase, got to the chase immediately, but the person, whether it's the bully or the negative person, they need to want to have this coaching. Otherwise, I will not, obviously, accept the
assignment. So if this were to happen, the business owner, the manager, would be saying to the bully, you know what, you're a good employee, I don't want to lose you, but you got some behavioral issues that we have to fix, or you won't have a place to work here.
If somebody could say it, just like that, that's great. The thing is, so many times people don't know how to say it, and then they get the bully or the negative person more defensive. So
How can you take that assignment if it hasn't been said? Because otherwise, they're setting you up for failure.
Yeah, but what I would do is let the people know, hey, I believe in professional development here. There are places that I can see you here in the future. There are also areas where I know that have to be improved. Are you willing to work with Joyce on your professional development?
Well, the way I can see how what you offer could be very beneficial is this is a very distasteful thing for most small business owners. We don't like having to deal with things like this.
Of course not.
And so if I can identify the problem and address it enough so that I feel like I'm making a contribution, but not have to actually do all the heavy lifting, I can turn that over to you, let you clean up the mess, so to speak. If I can turn that over to you, then you give me back a productive employee who's not causing any trouble.
Yes. And you give back the small business owner time to do the things that he or she
right.
wants and needs to do, with not deal with all the drama in the office.
And so it demonstrates to the other people that you're serious about their feelings.
Absolutely. And then it goes to the other people because they learn the skills because they will watch the owner, the president using these skills. And, of course, when you bring
right.
someone like me in, we practice with everybody. So, but
mm-hmm.
it's fun. It's not just a serious workshop. We really have a good time because I feel that when one laughs and has a good time with these serious issues with conflict, that's when you really learn.
Of course, the best
thing
to do is to bring somebody like you in before there is a big problem and nip
yes.
it in the bud, so to speak.
And that happens too. Those are the smart owners.
Right, right.
Smart owners. That
Joyce.
Take this team.
JoyceWeiss.com. WEISS. Joyce, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Oh, you invite me. I'll be there, Jim.
Thanks. Joyce Weiss, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget her offer, by the way. Go to her website. Subscribe to her, any of her stuff, and she'll send you a booklet for free, all for free. Quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.